That's for me. That's not the opening. Let's go to Psalm 118, verses 28 and 29. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. It's our old favorite word. It's yada. And the psalmist is making a declaration, a statement. You are my God. Do you know how much he loves to hear us say that? Just those little few words. You are my God. That says a world to God, to the Father. He loves to hear us say that. You aren't my God. My computer is not my God. My boat is not my God. My golfing is not my God. My housekeeping is not my God. My job is not my God. My TV is not my God. American Idol is not my God. You are my God. Wow! It's so easy to say. And even as I say it, I see smiles on many faces in the room. Because you can't say that without smiling. He's our God. Hallelujah. Praise, yada, to praise. It means to give thanks, to shoot forth with extended hand, to make confession, to revere in worship with extended hands. And it means intensive praise. Not just praise, I praise you, Lord. No, with some emotion and some passion, we shoot out our praise to him. Okay, and then it goes on and he makes the declaration again. He says it again. He says, you are my God. You are my God. I will then, because you are, I will lift you high. I will raise my praise to you. I will give to you. I will set you higher. I will loudly proclaim. I will promote you. Wow. Are we going to do that this morning in our praise? You bet we are. We're going to promote him. We're going to set him on high. We are going to exalt him in our eyes. We're going to just lift him up. And then he says, not only that, but I will give you thanks. Interesting enough, the word thanks, as it's translated here, it's the Hebrew word, the same word as praise. That was 3034 in Strong's in the Hebrew, and the thanks is exactly that same word. So again, to praise, to give thanks, to make confession, to hold out the hand, to revere and worship. When God says something twice, uses the same word twice, he's trying to get our attention. Amen. So then, and another translation for that is sweet. That in that word praise, it's sweet. We lift up sweet praise to him. And now here comes why we're doing this. Because of the description of who he is. This is so rich. It's so amazing. We are doing this because he's good. Amen. That Hebrew word is tob. It means he's better. He's goodly. He's merry. He's fair. He's beautiful. He's bountiful. He's cheerful. Oh my gosh. I like that. Sometimes are you not cheerful? Yeah. I don't like it. I don't even like me when I'm not cheerful. But I can run into his arms because he is cheerful. And he'll make me cheerful. Because what we see in him, if we fix our eyes on it, we will become. Amen. He's at ease. He's kindly. He's loving. He's pleasant. He's precious. And again, the word sweet comes up. He's sweet and he's well favored. Wow, I like all those things. So this is why I'm praising him. This is why I'm exalting him. This is why I'm giving him thanks. He's so worthy, and his mercy goes on forever and ever. The word mercy is hesed. It means his kindness, his loving kindness, his favor, his beauty. He is merciful unto us. I am so grateful for who he is and what he is. And when I'm lacking in any area, I can go to him and he will comfort me and he will make me like him if I fix my gaze on him and fix my thoughts on him. So it is very good for us to praise and exalt him. How many believe that, huh?
Amen.
Let's stand and let's say this, these two verses together, and then we're going to go into really praising him and worshiping him this morning. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever.